This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A measure to ensure Native American students can wear spiritual or cultural items to high school graduation was approved Thursday by the California State Assembly. The measure passed with a vote of 64-0, introduced by Assemblymember James Ramos. Ramos says school officials continue to object when students wear eagle feathers, sashes with Native design, or beaded caps or medallions to graduation. The proposal requires the establishment of a task force to gather public comment, develop recommendations, and submit a report to the legislature in 2023. The measure will now be sent to the Senate. On Thursday, the Biden administration announced $1 billion in grants to invest in broadband on tribal lands. The Department of Commerce will make the funding available to tribal governments, tribal colleges and universities, and tribal organizations for broadband infrastructure. The announcement from the White House included remarks from Vice President Kamala Harris, Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland, and Shannon Holsey, president of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohegan Indians. Since the streaming service Peacock rolled out in April, the series Rutherford Falls has won kudos by critics and Native Americans for its depiction of Indigenous people and issues. KLCC's Brian Bull recently talked to one of its stars and writers.
Set in a fictional New York town where the equally fictional Minnetonka tribe runs its casino, Rutherford Falls takes on issues like historical monuments, capitalism, gaming, and social media culture with a comedic twist. Janice Schmieding plays Regan Wells, whose friendship with Nathan Rutherford, a proud descendant of the town's white founder, is strained as local history is revisited. Schmieding says as far as another season for the show goes,
I don't know anything about a season two. I wish I did. I've heard that a streaming service usually takes roughly 60 days after the drop of a show to analyze the viewer data. I'm pretty sure that 60 days falls somewhere in June, which means that's what I'm like crossing my fingers for. But as far as a season two on the writer's ends, we are ready. We are excited. And the feedback from Indian Country about the show has been overwhelming.
A Peacock representative also cannot say if and when a decision will be announced. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
Former Alaska State Senator Albert Kukesh will be laid to rest this weekend. The Alaska Native leader is being remembered for his leadership and work to preserve Tlingit culture and to protect subsistence rights. Emily Schwing has more.
Albert Kukesh spent 45 years at Sea Alaska, most recently as director of the Alaska Native Regional Corporation. Last September, he recorded a Tlingit story on video for Sea Alaska's Heritage Institute.
Think about the story and how it relates to our way of life as Tlingit people. It's an important part of learning.
Kukesh spent many years working toward language and cultural preservation. As co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives in the early 1990s, he urged the state to amend its constitution to prioritize hunting and fishing rights for rural residents. The measure failed, but his effort to preserve subsistence ways were not forgotten. Kukesh was first elected to Alaska's State House in 1997. He swapped his seat for one in the Senate in 2004, where he served for 8 years until he lost re-election. In his younger years, friends remember him fondly as a scrappy basketball player. He was the shortest person on his college basketball team. Despite his 5'6" stature, an Alaska newspaper labeled him the hustler. Kukesh passed away last week at his home in Angoon, Alaska. I'm Emily Schwing.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for nearly 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com. This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.